Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your boy T. Gwynn up 1-0.
That's right.
Must say.
Yeah, I heard apparently all guests on the show are on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline, in case nobody was aware of that out there. And if you had forgotten, I apologize I did not remind you today. But I do love the guy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Can you read the read, though?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'll guess. David P. Shapiro fan hotline, like Kirk Kenny was on that. And David P. Shapiro is a criminal defense attorneys. They help good people regain control of their futures if they're charged with a crime. And they've been doing it since 2010. DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Thank you, Kirk.
Today could be the day that everyone just has to admit that the Blue Jays were better, or are better, than the Los Angeles
Dodgers.
Do
you think any Dodger fan will admit to that?
I'm pretty sure no Dodger fan.
Yeah.
Ah, I take that back. There's going to be some that are irritated enough.
Well, there's a few of them that I'm sure have already fired Dave Roberts.
For sure.
Whatever reason they can think of.
The Blue Jays are on the cusp of pulling off by odds accounts.
One of the biggest upsets, really, in World Series history, and that's not overstating it.
No. No.
I'm going back to the Tony La Russa A's back in the 89-90. They lost. The Reds swept them 1 year, and that was Lou Piniella's Reds. The Dodgers, actually, with Oral Hershiser and Kurt Gibson, beat the A's.
Oakland, yeah.
That was a massive Oakland team. I would say the Marlins over the Yankees, probably another one up there on the list of big upsets.
That was a big one for
but,
sure.
Yeah, this is right going to be right there in terms of, like you said, Tony, the odds. Nobody gave Toronto much of a shot at all. So,
no. Daily Gambit. How do you guys think you did last night?
I know not as good as you. You were 6-1.
That's right.
Is that what you're trying to point
out? That's what I was trying to point out.
That was what you were getting to.
So let's go ahead and get to it while we're waiting.
While it's hot.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Augie on the chat says, just by the odds, though, the Jays won the East and were pretty dominant since May, which is true. They were very dominant.
He's not wrong, but because the Dodgers ran through the National League in the playoffs, that's why the Jays were long shots.
Tony just is going to sit over there and just
he was the one who said
I knew
right
this was
bat.
Going to happen.
Sure he did.
Wait, it hasn't happened yet.
Sure he did.
That's true. That's
well,
true.
Wait a minute. You picked it on Fox News, too.
I did. Fox
you
Sports. Did. I was Fox never on Fox News, okay?
Right.
Or I wasn't even on Fox Sports. I was on Fox 5 is what I'm trying to say.
Didn't Hannity ask you who your pick was?
Yes. Yes, he did, actually. He did. In between my hot takes.
Yeah.
But yes, I did look into the camera and say the Blue Jays are going to win the World Series.
And that was all because of the thing that just brews inside of you.
What? The hatred of the Dodgers?
Of course. This is the Dodgers, so I think we all accept this particular
game. I'm a huge, I love America. I would be cheering for any other American team, but I can't. So I'm going to go with my Blue Jays.
So I love America.
Love America. Ravens minus 7.5 against the Dolphins last night. Chris and I chose the Dolphins for some reason, and Tony chose the Ravens. Ravens win 28-6. Over under 51.5 points in the game. Chris went over. Tony and I went under. It was a combination for 34 points. So we get that one. Lamar rushing plus receiving minus 50 on the spread against Tua. Now this is crazy. Chris chose Tua. Tony and I chose Lamar. Lamar had 218 receiving and rushing yards. Minus that 50.
Passing and rushing, right?
Yes, sorry. Okay, he doesn't receive rushing. I wrote rushing and receiving.
So okay. That bad boy ain't catching it.
Passing and rushing, yes. 218 minus 50 is 168. Tua had 260 yards passing, and then we'll get to the other one in a second, but yes. He had 1 yard rushing. So anyway, long story short, Tua wins.
You know, Tua was not great. He missed some throws again. But I know people, he threw an interception. You know, now and again, when you throw a ball up, your receiver got to go up and try to catch the ball.
Listen,
that guy went up and stole that interception.
You're throwing it up to a space. Right.
Sometimes your
wide receiver's got to go make a play.
And, you know, and it goes on his record, so whatever.
Derrick Henry over under 91.5 yards. I was actually surprised when I looked up the number because it didn't seem like there was a ton of Derrick Henry.
It was all pretty much at the end of the game. He broke a couple.
You guys went over, I went under, but he had 119 yards rushing. Over under Tua, 2.5 yards rushing. Chris and I went over. Tony went under. Now, there was one play.
He scrambled
to his left. I was like,
I thought he was going to make it.
And then somewhere the defender came and he dropped down so fast. Yes. He was one yard.
That man has had a lot of concussions.
Yes, he knew better.
Number one, he dropped down fast. Number two, the guy closed quick.
He did.
It looked like there was a little room there.
I thought he was going to get it.
Yeah.
Spurs minus 5.5 over the Heat. We all went Spurs. Spurs win by 6, so we win that one. SGA. This bet is
Giannis didn't play, so
null and void.
Yeah, that was a.
Then Tulane minus 6 against Texas San Antonio. The Beep Beeps, as we called them yesterday, because they're the Road Runners. You guys went with the
beep,
beep Beeps. You guys went with the Beep Beep. I went with Tulane. Tulane got absolutely crushed, 48-26.
So big night for Tony. He's taking the lead with 20 wins.
Woo!
Scraby 17.
Hold on. I got one thing to do before I get a point on the board. Football Talk on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL.
What? Speaking of which, you can't
on
count
CBS
on.
And Paramount Plus. Give me a
sorry.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. What's going on over there?
YouTube is tripping right now.
What's going
YouTube
on?
YouTube is tripping.
Yes. No ESPN.
Oh.
Disney channels.
Why does this happen every 3 months?
We not get this. YouTube,
oh,
TV.
Oh, ESPN and Disney are having another
squabble.
Why does this happen all the time?
So you can't watch anything
ESPN?
No Disney channels at all, including ESPN.
Ooh, Do you get ABC 10?
I don't think I get ABC 10
because
either
if you
right
do,
now.
You'll be able to see Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
but
well, I got to check that one. That might be in the local package, so it might be good there. But
why does this seem to happen?
Can you
like
cheat on your phone
times?
And use the app?
Now, fortunately, I have the ESPN app,
okay.
So I can get it.
So you can get a little something, but yeah.
I want it on my cable.
Yeah, no, I get
it. I want to be able to like multi watch.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That will.
You know what's funny is they've been like
doesn't
teasing
ESPN
it. They've
charge...
been teasing it for like 3 weeks, and you don't pay attention to it until the channel's gone. Yeah.
Doesn't ESPN charge for a ridiculous amount for its services, knowing that everybody's got to pony up pretty much? And Disney's probably the one that says, no, we ain't ponying up.
Well, it's not, or vice it's not ESPN. Yeah. It's
YouTube.
They're together.
Oh, right,
YouTube.
Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yes. Yeah. No, YouTube right now, they holding ground.
Who do you think looks worse in the whole thing? Do you
think it's YouTube.
YouTube looks worse,
yes,
because they're shutting out their customers.
Right.
Especially when everybody else is paying and we can all watch on every other
right.
service.
All the other services got their ESPN, so that's what, as a consumer, that's what you're thinking. Like,
but doesn't this seem like this happens like every 3 months?
Of course it does. This is how they inch the price up a little bit more.
Entertainment, sports programming network.
Yeah, we just keep
running
keep
the world.
Being the suckers we are.
Oh, man, but we pay it
every
blindly.
Time.
I wish we would all come together and just not pay one time.
I one time,
so much
if,
money.
If you guys could send me confirmation.
Right. If everybody would, will agree.
I would get on.
Yes.
I'll agree,
but
Tony.
Okay, well, that's good enough for me.
I need to wait until everybody's in.
All right,
reminds
we need to boogie
me,
through
we don't have time, but it reminds me, that story reminds me of the time Phil Jackson made all the Bulls do meditation, and they all had to sit around, and he's got the candles and the whole thing, and they're all sitting there with their eyes closed. Phil's watching. Michael Jordan opened his eyes to make sure everybody else's eyes were closed because he didn't want to be the only one.
That would have been hilarious if he was the only one.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to be caught here.
He didn't have to get me with the banana.
Checked everybody. Right, right. Okay, Dodgers 1.5. Again, same. Scraby, who do you have?
Jays.
Jays for the wrap-up tonight. Why not? Nah. Yeah. It's going to be close. Toronto's been right there. Tony, sweep.
T-O-R.
7.5 runs. It's gone down a little for tonight's game with Yamamoto pitching.
Under.
Been under all series. So over. Ooh. I always like one over game. Tony, under?
Under, please.
Scrape?
I think over.
Over, wow. Okay. Yamamoto, 6 2/3. Over, under. So basically got to get 7 innings to win, Tony. Over, under for Yamamoto.
He's 7.
He's got to get 7 to win.
Yeah.
6 2/3 is under.
Over.
Going to get to the complete 7. Scraby?
This dude is due for a clunker. I'm going to say under.
I don't know that he's due for a clunker.
That's a crazy
but...
lineup right there, Chris. That's from the 93 World Series.
93 Blue Jays with Ricky leading off.
Devon
Paul Molitor,
second.
Hall of Famer in there.
Roberto Alomar
Roberto
is
Hall
sixth.
Of Famer hitting 6th. Yeah, that there was a reason they won that year in 93. That was the Joe Carter home run season.
Did you go under, Chris?
Yeah, but just because of the odds. All right, one last time, Ohtani versus Vlad. This time, total bases, Scraby. Looks like they're pitching to Ohtani, so we'll do total bases. What do
you know,
say?
I'm subscribing to the theory that, sure, Shohei Ohtani has had a couple great games, but for the most part, he has been... not very good.
Pedestrian.
Going Vlad. I'm going to go Vlad.
I mean, Vlad's got to finish it off in style, doesn't he, Tony?
He wins MVP if that happens.
Hit another homer.
Bring it home, Vlad.
Vlad. Okay, we'll go to some football. Phony Niners.
Oh, yeah.
At Giants. San Fran by 2.5. I picked San Fran in our pick'em, so I'll take you, Scraby. I'm going with you. You better not let me down. Tony, Giants, I'm sure.
Giants to cover.
Giants at home to lose by 2. Scraby.
So random. This game makes me nervous, but I'm going to go 49ers.
All right. KC Buffalo. Yeah, I think it's at Buffalo. 52.5 points. That is a lot of points. Tony.
What was the number?
52.5.
Oh,
Josh Allen, my homeboy.
Over.
Over. Okay. Scrape.
I go over, yes.
Over. I don't know. KC's defense impresses me. I'll say under.
Yeah, they always impress. And then Josh Allen shows up and he just goes
no
up and
kidding.
Down the field
no
every
kidding.
Time.
Yeah, you're right. Hopefully he'll throw a couple to James Cook on the way down the field. San Diego State, 10.5 over Wyoming. I don't think any of us... we're all believers now, aren't we?
I am, yes.
We're all going there? Or anybody want the points?
Tony told me earlier he wants to go with Wyoming.
Cowgirls? You're taking the cowgirls? By the way, I'm not making fun of them. the Wyoming women's teams are the Cowgirls, and I always have to kind of adjust to that when I'm calling one of their games. Texas minus three against Vandy. What is Vandy doing in here? It's at Texas. And threes, it is Tony's turn to go first.
Give me Sark's team.
Sark at home. Scraby.
I'm going to go Vandy.
I would love to go Vandy, but this seems at home. Although Manning is in the concussion protocol. One real quick, sorry. Knicks 5.5 at Bulls. Bulls are still undefeated, though. Scraby.
Bulls.
You've been on the Bulls. I think 5.5, you got to take the Bulls.
Who's Bulls playing?
Knicks at home. Ooh. Bulls are underdog getting 5.5.
Ooh. Yeah. Bulls.
Bulls. Luka minus 7 points. Ja Morant. It's Lakers Memphis. Luka's back, but he's getting his feet wet. I'll take Ja.
I'll take Ja, too.
I get 7 points. Scraby?
I'll take Ja.
Ja, Ja, Ja.
Ja, Ja, Ja.
That's how it finishes. All right. When we come back, Tony's going to say, send us out.
Yes,
all right, step on and get another point added to my score.
Keith Costigan joins us, television analyst for MLS Season Pass. We'll talk SDFC as we get ready for the weekend. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Here's traffic.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, get used to hearing this today. All guests on the 97.3 The Fan hotline join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their futures when they are charged with a crime. Been doing it since 2010. Visit David P. Shapiro Law. Hotline.com. Thanks to them. We'll be going out on the hotline here shortly. Keith Costigan, television analyst, MLS season pass on Apple TV. Guys know San Diego FC, Portland Timbers, tomorrow, 6:30. Scrape? Yes? No? Oh, not
yet. Calling right now.
Okay. While you're calling, this is a long shot and a rumor thing, but I'm happy to see this. Something says, how crazy is this that John Gruden could go to the Steelers, rumor, replace Mike Tomlin? I don't know if that's even possible, but I'm happy to see this, Tony, because John Gruden is the name I've thought of as somebody that could just revamp the whole Dolphin program. You know, I know he left in shame.
Yeah, he didn't really get a chance to see it through with the Raiders.
Yeah. I would, you know, I'm not Stephen Ross, but if he's in his 80s, this might be his last shot as an owner.
Yeah, no,
you're right. I'd say give John Gruden the keys, but we'll see where that goes. All right, we do have Keith Costigan. Very happy to have him on. Television analyst, MLS season pass, Apple TV. Keith, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm in Portland already. I'm excited for tomorrow's game, as I'm sure you guys are. And I guess I'm going to throw it back to you. Do San Diego finish it off tomorrow?
Of course. We wouldn't go up there for any other reason, Keith. I mean, you know, we're not going up there to smell the roses. No, I don't know. Your thoughts would be, you know, welcome here, because I thought, you know, San Diego certainly played well at the beginning. I thought they kind of dominated. They caught them, you know, and got to the 2-0 lead. I thought Portland did a pretty good job of steadying it. I'm not as expert as you guys are, but, you know, they got the one goal back. They had some real chances early in the second half to tie it or equalize, as they say. And then they got the red card. So that kind of took the game out. But does Portland gain enough confidence from their performance to be able to, you know, win tomorrow, in your mind?
Yeah, I think the way you described the game is exactly how I saw it. You know, San Diego were outstanding to begin. No nerves in terms of first playoff game at home. Portland did have a spell, but when you look back at the numbers in the game, they still only had 3 shots on goal. They only had 5 shots overall to San Diego's 15. Yeah. The expected goals number, which is a big metric we use, was heavily in favor of San Diego. And oh, by the way, San Diego are the best away team, the best road team in Major League Soccer, and they just won in Portland a couple of weeks ago. So if I'm Portland, you could say, yeah, we played well for 20, 30 minutes, but you can't get away from the fact that in 3 games this year, San Diego have pretty much had your number, even more so in your own stadium. So I don't know if they have enough in them to do that kind of sustained spell for 90 minutes here tomorrow night.
Keith, you kind of mentioned it. SDFC went in the last game on Decision Saturday and really put a whooping on them that last game of the season. You fast forward to this possible closeout matchup. Chucky Lozano was not in uniform for the home matchup. He'll be in uniform. He'll probably most likely come off the bench. Obviously, a player of his caliber, that's a nice piece to be able to bring off the bench at any point in time should they need it.
Yeah, and I would argue this is the best possible outcome for Mikey Varas as a head coach. You know, when you're trying to send a lesson to a big player, if you lose and then you're saying, hey, come back, the big player kind of has this attitude, oh, you need me now. But they went ahead and won. So now they're saying, look, we can win without you. We've shown it now 2 weeks in a row. We're welcoming you back in. And I actually feel that brings Chucky Lozano back in with a point to prove. So when he comes on, we know about his quality. We know about his ability to have that kind of ace in your back pocket as well to play perhaps late on in the game. I'm with you. I don't think he's going to start. But if he comes on late in the game, it just gives you that X factor again. So I think the club handled this superbly. Getting the win made it, you know, wins all round. And I think, you know, you can put it behind you now because I think Chucky wants to be a part of a successful run in playoffs.
As this turns out, I mean, the SDFC will end up playing Portland 3 straight times. So I have to beat them 3 straight times. Now, Keith, what's the weather looking like out that way? It sounds like the temperatures are going to be pretty cool. Chance of rain. Does that impact how this game can go with weather possibly being a factor?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Portland-style weather, you know, at this stage of the year. So we're expecting rain. It is a little bit cooler, but, you know, it was similar to that a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, you look to some of the Scandinavian players in the lineup for for San Diego FC. Of course, they went to San Diego for the weather and everything you get in San Diego, but I'm sure it'll give them a little bit of taste of home as well. And I would argue this, any coach who's going in to his team talk and saying, guys, I think the weather's with us today, you're probably on the road to losing anyway. So if that was Portland's team talk, they're struggling.
Keith, real quick, I thought one of the things we were all talking about to a lot of the analysts who've been on with us all year was what SDFC was going to look like and how their style was going to look in a playoff match. So what did you see in week one that should make me feel better about, you know, SDFC? Or was there anything that, you know, maybe was of a little concern in terms of their style of play translating to postseason?
No, I think what you saw is a team that is stood firm. Like, remember, San Diego's had a couple of wobbly spells. They were top of the West near the end of the season, lost top spot and had to regain it on decision day. So I think throughout all of those processes, they've been the team they said they would be. They haven't switched their identity. So I think in that regard, you're saying this is a team that knows who they are, knows what they want to do. I would say, you guys mentioned that already, there was a spell in the second half when Portland got back into it. Portland are, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th seed. I don't think you're going to get away with a spell like that against a team like Seattle Sounders, a veteran in the playoffs, an LAFC who brought in Sun, who's been lights out since arriving. So those warning signs are good. Those would be the things that I would say, look, we got to clean those up. But I think overall, first home game, I think that the game really couldn't have gone any better than that.
Keith Koskin joins us, television analyst for the MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. And, you know, we often don't like to look forward, but, you know, I think it's due in this particular
time. It's our job. Yeah.
In this particular
to
time.
To overlook opponents, yes, we can do it.
Keith, how? I mean, obviously, you get to the next round, it's one game and done, but what type of pressure does that add that's different than this first round where it's kind of a best of three, whereas you lose in the second round, you go home?
Yeah, no, it's a great point because San Diego knew in that very first home playoff game, even if we lose, we're still in the playoffs. So the next round, it's almost for real. And I think you say looking ahead, Minnesota won game one of their series against Seattle. Minnesota won a few weeks ago in San Diego, where San Diego played kind of like they did at the weekend, played really good for 60 minutes. San Diego got a goal late, and then all of a sudden, they're that kind of team. They're a smash-and-grab team. They're very defensive. So it's going to be a difficult test. Look, nothing against Portland, I think, are a good team. They have a good coach. But the next round, you're obviously going to see teams who've battled their way to get there. And in Minnesota, you have a team that play the opposite of San Diego, so that makes it difficult. Or you play Seattle, who everybody talks about. They are the team that come alive in the playoffs every year. They're just that kind of team. They have that much experience. So either way, it's going to be a tough test. The good news is, either way, if you get it done, it's going to be in Snapdragon, and the fans really showed out last weekend.
Yeah, Tony was there last week. He would not let them lose, so they should be okay. One last quick thing. They win tomorrow, and then the Minnesota-Seattle series plays out for another week and a half, right? So
yeah.
If they win tomorrow, the you know San Diego, they may not play for another, what, 2-3 weeks? That's a little weird.
Yeah look, please don't ask me to explain this. Because
yeah, I know.
We have an international window, and you know, I had someone say to me, why are they having an international window during the MLS playoffs? And you know, you got to look at it the other way around. The international teams are saying, why are you having the MLS playoffs in the middle of our international window? So, look, it's not ideal, but all I can say is at least it gives you something to look forward to. Not ideal for a coach because you lose some players. They go with their national teams. But, look, the best things come to those who wait. We'll patiently wait, and we'll be ready for that next round.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But we love it. Keith, thanks for everything. I've said it to everybody from MLS Season Pass. You guys have been really gracious to us. And enjoy the call tomorrow night. We look forward to watching you guys.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, Keith Koskin from MLS Season Pass, Apple TV. You can watch it tomorrow night, 6:30. SDFC goes for the clinch. When I asked him about the delay to the second round, I was just talking about Minnesota and Seattle playing a third game potentially. I didn't know there was what did he say? A window?
A transfer
window. We got to wait another couple of weeks maybe?
So it might be even longer than what you're thinking.
You know who'll be happy about that? Mr. Scraby. He loves the fact that the season's been going on for a while. I've given him a chance to kind of get.
He was complaining, randomly complaining about it.
Well,
like
complaining all year.
I was really excited when the season started, but that seemed like 25 years ago at this point. Like this, we've been through one
it's
season.
It's about as long as a baseball season. It started like,
but they don't have the same. They don't even have nearly the same amount of games.
Yeah, I don't think they could be possible to play soccer 162 games.
No, I get
when
it.
When was the first game? February?
February. Yeah. It was before spring training. I remember Manny came home with
no,
the guys on the jet.
Spring training.
Oh yeah, it was during spring training
because
Manny
yeah.
flew on the jet with some of the guys to open up the season. But yeah, I know there are people out there rolling their eyes at me. It's just for me.
Scraby just likes to be mad at things.
No, it's just, for me, it's really difficult to get into something that just drags on for so long.
To keep your attention, is that the problem for
I
you?
I don't know that you got into it the way you should have.
Yeah, you
early.
Haven't really gotten
you
into
like
it anyway. What do you, care?
What do you mean? I've been to like four games. I've been to, I've done a lot.
Games.
I didn't realize you've been to four
matches.
Of them.
Sorry.
I didn't realize you've been to four of them.
I have. In the beginning of the year, I did. I went with Chris to
one.
Well,
I stand corrected then, sir.
Yeah, I love going. I love watching them. They're really fun.
You're just complaining about how long the season is.
Someone could also say the NFL only plays once a week, but that's how it's been my entire life. So
did anybody mention what the match I went to Scraby with? I watched the second half alone.
Oh, he left?
I don't know. I don't want to say. He's looking up and like, what?
I think I had to go pick someone up from the airport.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay,
no, I really do.
Go. Oh, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. All right. It's really tough with all of us because we don't let each other get away with anything. So
pipe down, Fred Flintstone.
Sorry about that. All right. Well, we'll get a little break. I'll eat my brontosaurus burger. And then we're back with more Gwen and Chris.
Do you want to read the ad first and you go down 2 points?
Darn it. I got the brontosaurus burger in. David P. Shapiro, Fan Hotline. Thanks for having Keith Costigan on it. The Hotline, criminal defense attorneys. What David nice P. Shapiro. Guy. They help good people regain control of their futures. When charged with a crime since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Hopefully all of you have a safe and fun Halloween.
3:40 on the clock. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for fine dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Countdown. Today, we've been kind of spitballing this one around a little bit all day. We have settled on top five most difficult positions any sport.
In sports. In sports, yes.
Yeah, any sport.
Any sport. So let's do this. Let's check some traffic. And let's get right to the countdown.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
You want me to go?
Go for it.
Be happy to. Countdown. Top five. There's a few different ways to put this, but toughest positions in sports.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the title of it, but
I'm not sure why we're having such a hard time with the title of this.
Well, because thing. I think that there's a few different ways to go here. And I think
course.
You'll see by
Chris
some of my
choices.
Chris
is going to break the mold and go and...
Right.
Of course, he has to do it his way, Mr. Fred Flintstone. I don't know why I'm so upset
Yabba
with Fred Flintstone.
Dabba, dude.
Number five.
Do you want me to break the mold right away?
Please yeah, break do. The mold.
Downhill skier.
That's not breaking the mold.
Okay. This came to me when we were vacationing, Lori and I, in Telluride this year. And we were walking around the slopes, obviously in the summer, where it's no snow. And I remember I looked down a hill or mountain there at the top, and I'm like, really? Like, they ski down that?
It's like vertical.
It's vertical. And you got to do it for, what, 2-3 minutes?
Yeah.
Those runs? I don't know. Maybe I'm overstating.
Maybe like 90 seconds or something. I don't know.
I can't think of anything a whole lot more dangerous. They make it look easy on the Olympic game, but I'm going to put that in just because I got dizzy looking down the hill and thinking I can't imagine having to ski that.
That's a good one.
So I threw that in there. Downhill skiing, number five.
It's me?
Yep.
Number five on my list will be defensive cornerback.
Corner. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Especially in today's day and age.
CB. Right,
throwing the ball at a rate that we've never seen before, and these wide receivers are getting better and better.
And if you watch a Dolphin game, you realize that...
It's
impossible
back
to cover anyone, apparently.
It always goes back
it
to
does.
This.
Yeah,
to
you
Dolphins.
Can never say that I bring up the Niners too much.
Dolphins are just kind of a whipping boy this year, that's why.
My number five, don't know why I've always found this position incredible, but hockey goalie.
Goalie.
You got these pucks coming at you at like 100 miles an hour, through people.
Most padded spot on the ice, though.
It is, but trying to stop that
little,
thing. I'm not worried about that.
I know there's some crevices slip through.
There's way more of the guys skating around with a lot more crevices available.
I'm not worried about the being hurt by the puck. I'm just saying, trying to stop a puck when there's a mass of bodies in front of you and somehow it finds its way to the top, like the corner of the net. I've always enjoyed watching a hockey goalie.
Hockey goalie, not easy.
Number four.
Number four for me. I'm going to go catcher. I think, you know, there's a reason why a lot of the young managers out there are former catchers, because this is more than just playing the position and catching the ball and throwing it back to the pitcher. Yeah, I mean, most. I mean, now it's a little different because you don't always call the game anymore. Everybody's got the little, what do you call it, Tony? The
Pitchcom.
Pitchcom. Thank you.
So, thank you for filling.
But I still think. I'll say another thing is get a little older here. How about squatting down like 1,000 times a year?
I think about that quite often.
That's the first thing I think about.
Yeah.
Do they do that?
Cal Raleigh deserves some credit for MVP just for catching every game.
I think if he wins, that's going to be a huge reason why. Yeah. It's because he was a catcher.
And then on top of all of that, catching and framing and being back there and putting all that stuff on and taking all the foul tips off your noggin.
The foul tips.
Every now and again, you got to get up and throw a seed to second base and get one of those base stealers. And you look at a guy like Fermin.
Get one of those base stealers.
Look at a guy like Fermin, man. He puts it right there. So money. I'm going to go catcher.
Money Fermin.
Yeah. Number four.
Number four on my list. Hitter.
Pitcher?
No, hitter.
Hitcher.
Oh, hitter.
Hitter.
Chris heard what giving, he wanted to do.
I was excited for a minute, Tony. I thought you were giving us old pitchers a little credit.
Hitter. I think it's the toughest thing to do in all sports.
Hit a baseball.
Yes.
Yeah. You have a lot of support on that.
Just leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What did they say?
This is actually something a lot of people could probably understand. Why? Like, hitting it at... you're right.
Apparently, unless you're Stephen Woods, who said he could climb into the cage 45, at a hundo.
That was like 5 years ago.
It was right before COVID. He was saved by COVID.
I mean, we had an event set
we
up
did.
That we were going to do.
Yes, he was saved by COVID.
Everybody can imagine what the soft toss comes in like. Now just add like another 80 miles per hour.
Yeah.
You know?
And now how about a curveball or a
and then
splitter?
We're not even going to count the spin part.
Yeah.
I got that.
That's
Come
not
on.
Easy.
Yeah, right. My number four is going to be race car driver. And I was thinking F1.
Don't you just sit there and kind of put your arm up on
that? That is not true.
I know. You turn left, big deal.
I was going to say F1 because F1 is a lot of road
courses. You do have to turn right once in a while.
And
there.
You have to also travel the world and you have to keep up with all of that. You got to keep. But going 100 and something miles an hour with another car going 100 and something miles an hour with like an inch between you.
Scary as hell.
Is very scary. Well, and you have to have reflexes like a cat.
Well, the guy we had on from NASCAR described it perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
He said when we go that fast. If you went anywhere close to that fast, your first instinct would be to slow down or 100%. Hit the brake.
We got
to go. We have to go. And I have heard many times that the physical strength to handle a car at that speed
it doesn't. It's not
500 miles is quite something.
It's not like, you know, your car at home that has like this great power steering and like all this other stuff.
You don't get the automatic windows.
No, you don't get that. You have to shift the gears and things like that. I will say this. I don't think I would be a pro race car driver, but I do think I could get pretty fast. Because no fear in that department.
Yeah, thank you for letting me know. I'll stay as
You're probably
going
to be the next guy to whiz by me on the freeway.
I was thinking about that too the other day, because Chris said he really hates it when people speed up and he tries to get over.
Are you a slow driver? Do you drive
slow? I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
The reason.
Ask my wife. She tells me to slow down
all the time.
Often. But I, you know, I'm in 60s, 70-ish, low 70s.
That's
kind of slow.
Huh?
So 72 on a 65?
Right. Keeping up with traffic. I'm going to go a little faster. I don't know. I'm not over
the
slow lane, Tony, if that's what you're wondering.
Well, Chris said he hates it when he's trying to get over and then people speed up so that he doesn't get over. And I realize why. It's because people force themselves into in front of your car. And so now I feel myself getting defensive because I don't want this car to almost hit me trying to get into the lane.
So you think that's what's happening with Chris?
I think that people are speeding up.
You think I'm going too slow?
Because he's going too slow. Going too slow.
All right. Number three. Just move on.
Go ahead, Chris.
And now that I play once a week... I got to go with the short game in golf. Ooh. I was going to put putting, but it's not just the putting. The touch that they have around the green from, 50 yards in?
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Something like that?
For pros, 100
so
yards
difficult.
In?
So difficult to get it good and close and then make the putt, and they do it every time. And I'm not great. We know this, Scraby, but I've become to the point where I can get my drive out there now. But from there, that is the challenge. And the guys do it every day, all day long, so I'm impressed.
Short game, number three for me.
Number three on my list, quarterback.
Quarterback.
I know we have a bunch of guys that make it look easy, but when you really think about it, there's about 10 that actually play the position like that. The rest of them...
look like Tua? Sorry, I had to get another shot in.
They kind of look like Tua. You know what I'm saying? Some of them ain't paid as well as Tua.
No.
But they certainly are... I mean, just think about what you have to do. You got to know a playbook. You got to be able... We just went over one of the plays with the wristband in yesterday's show.
Yeah.
You got to have 5 different reads with some of the best athletes in the world trying to literally take your head
off. There's basically a...
you got about 5 seconds to do this.
Yeah, there's maybe basically
less than that, right?
Yeah. And what is it? I mean, it's like a complete, utter chaos around you.
Right.
Yep.
And you got to remain calm and
Those quarterbacks that are at the top knot, they put it right on the money. 100%. It's insane.
And, like, when they're looking this way and that's covered, they have to know that this guy's doing an 8-yard out over here. Yeah. So
and
when
soon
I turn around,
I got to let it go.
Yeah. So Patrick Mahomes can look at you and throw it over there.
Yeah, the calculations that those guys do are
they're good.
Pretty crazy.
They good.
My number three, Chris already said it, catcher. I think that is really difficult to do, and I was going to bring up the squatting because I can't imagine squatting 162 games or 140 games or even...
There's what, 100 pitches a game, 130?
Yeah, and you're catching 162? Everything. You're also taking foul balls to the crotch, and you're taking foul balls to
regions.
The face. You're taking foul balls to your hand. You're taking just nothing about the catcher position.
It's like just
to
when
me.
You think you've moved everything out the way. You get one in the crotch, as you said.
That is the one position I would have liked to try, though. But as a lefty, they
would
let
never,
me back there.
I have
never discouraged my son more to do something else
other than catching
in my life. Like, please don't be a catcher.
Not only that, catching drills are basically where you try to learn how to block the ball.
Yeah.
So what they do is they get the, right, Tony, you probably know, but they get the machine going 95 miles an hour to bounce it in front of you all
day
so that you can knock it down. That's how you practice.
You saw Taylor's body look in Major League when he took his shirt off. He had bruises all over himself.
There is nothing about that position that I want.
You don't like it.
Number two.
Just for fairness, can we carry it? Because it's we got like a minute left. We're never going to get all.
Well,
all
we have Chris versus the fans, and then we have J.D. Lester.
All right, well, I got to go fast then. Well, you said this one, goaltender, hockey. You said everything about the goaltender position except for the one thing that impresses me the most. They have to do all of it on skates.
Oh, that's also
that's
true.
It adds to the impressiveness.
Didn't even think about that part.
Yeah, they're on skates doing it, so I'll put goalie.
Number two for me is it's catcher. I mean, you got to, aside from the 130, 40 pitches you got to catch in a game, you're doing it every day. You got to know each and every pitcher. You got to know each and every hitter. And then you got to go out and also get some hits on the offensive side.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Because granted, you don't. People are going to be on you.
Oh, he's just an out.
Yeah, he's an automatic out.
If you don't get a hit every time, you're Martin Maldonado.
That's no good. Number one.
But you didn't do number two. It's great.
Pro
Hurry.
Golfer. The consistency of being a professional golfer is pretty impressive.
Number one for me, I love this segment. I'm sorry it came to a quicker end.
We can come back to it.
All right. Number one for me is, and I've always felt this, cornerback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough.
Guarding a receiver, I don't know how they do it. Running backwards, the whole thing.
Am I doing it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Downhill slalom.
Oh,
same
you,
thing.
That's what you had on there. Yeah. How about that?
He had more. I'm thinking
going
more
straight
of the, line. Yeah,
you
I'm
want
talking
to turn.
About the.
You're going to try to turn a few.
You see too many people tumble, go down the hill on that one.
My number one already been said. NFL quarterback. Just having a 350-pound guy running at you while you're trying to throw the ball sounds very scary.
All right, next
making
week,
all the noise.
Yeah.
At least you get paid a lot of money. The downhill skier gets like what, a gold medal?
Yeah.
Christmas to fans. 833.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.